Squirrels and Robots, episode 157. Thank you, Joe and Mars, for the generous donation this week. Thank you. Thank you, John and Shauna, as well, for the tips. Super appreciated. And thank you all for doing the super thanks on YouTubes. It is super welcome, and I super thank you for being super on a platform that is not so great. Yeah, and everyone on Twitch, thank you.
Yes, thank you all. Some people are awesome. Some. So, let's see. We're probably going to do podcasts every other week, unless news picks up about something other than politics. But as it stands now, dude, there were articles chronicling all the meals the hobbits ate during the Lord of the Rings trilogy. That's not even a joke. Wow, that is a slow news week, isn't it? Weeks! Slow news weeks! Yeah, I mean, earthquake killed thousands in Turkey, Russia is still being Russia, China is still being China, weather balloons, UFOs, aerial attacks by fighter jets, international incidents, and the most important thing media has to write about is the meals eaten by hobbits during the Lord of the Rings trilogy. But did they cover second breakfasts? Yes. Yes, they did. Well, that's some thorough reporting then, right there. But hardly worth the time invested. Especially when there's more important things.
Like waffle makers that ooze out the side when you put too much batter in them. You know, they should all have a built-in batter drainage system that recirculates the unused batter into the next waffle you make.
What?
They should make a waffle iron that you attach, like, a batter bucket to, and it releases the perfect amount of batter each time to make perfect waffles each time! Why is this so difficult?
So, like, a controlled flow of pancake batter.
Exactly.
What? You know, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Patent pending.
What?
I have already processed the patent in real time while you were discussing the concept.
Wow. Yeah, good job. Humans just had to let AI loose on the world, didn't they?
You open the box. We game.
Kinda, you know, honestly, right? You know, I'm kinda getting into AI art, though. You know, to be honest. It is a useful tool for, you know, fan arts that I can make. For me. Yeah, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, AI art isn't worth it until it can make an accurate representation of me based on a prompt. Wait, what you mean? Dude, every time I use AI art apps and try to make a picture of me, it just comes out looking like some generic squirrel. It sucks.
What you mean look like an AI art?
Descriptively, she's kind of easy to pin down. And historically. But every time I try to generate a picture of both of us in the same image, it just embeds a generic squirrel into her head or changes her hair to look like the texture of a squirrel tail. It's just freaking weird.
Toenails are weird, stupid little crunch nubs.
What?
No, they're just silly. They collect dirt, sometimes grow directly into your toe for no reason other than you wore tight socks for a day at work. Then it's months of agony. Agony!
Yeah, toes. Let's see, what else is happening? The author Roald Dahl's books are being updated by the publisher to remove the words fat, crazy, and ugly from particular works. But the publisher has also stated that the sharp-edged spirit of the original text will be maintained, which is clearly false, as you took out important words from the original text, you crazy, ugly, fat bastards.
Wow. Land of the free. Ironic, isn't it? Alanis Morissette was right. Isn't it ironic?
No, it's not. But it is, right? Like, you blokes be all about freedom of speech and whatnot, but you're all banning and editing literature at in a rather alarming rate, honestly. It's sad. Yeah, well, humans love to preach about freedom as long as it's their freedoms.
Explain.
Well, generally, everyone who wants to be able to do what they want tend to go out of their way to repress stuff they don't like. So it's like this hypocritical tug of war of, we should be free, but within these confines, limitations, and guidelines. So everyone just tries to shout down opposing opinions, parody, satire, and fiction merely because they feel they should be free to not have to be exposed to a particular kind of content. So, the danger in that is if they label something as insensitive or mean or hurtful, they then, under a false sense of virtue, feel they're fighting a just cause by essentially destroying the free speech of others. Religions have done it for thousands of years, and now people, who generally aren't religious, somehow mentally distance themselves from those same exact practices of totalitarian religious rules from century ago because, you know, they're fighting for a just cause. Not like religion or anything, who, you know, thought what they were doing at the time was, you know, for a just cause. So, essentially, people just changed up saving souls from damnation to saving society from wrong thoughts. It's all zealot behavior. It's just one is under religious views, the other is under the guise of political correctness. Witch hunts became cancel culture. People have not gotten any better at sparing people from the flames of persecution. But, at least, we don't have to build a fire every time someone gets cancelled on the socials. Dude, smoke or not, someone is still being persecuted without a fair trial. True. But, whatever. For those who want to live in a world filled with cancel culture witch hunts, enjoy. But remember, much like the witch hunts, those who accused eventually became the accused. You're all gonna get your turn to burn. Bring marshmallows. I do like them toasted. So, anyway, an unrated version of that movie, Megan, is going to be released digitally soon, as well as on Blu-ray. So, you know, that's nice. Killer dolls are fun! Also, they're doing a gender-swapped reboot of some American show called Starsky and Hutch. The one with Ben Stiller? No, earlier than that, mate. That was like a comedic reboot years ago. So, they're rebooting reboots. Yes. Wow. Like, why? I do not know. But in other news, J.J. Abrams' Justice League doc seems to be, dead in the water. Since, you know, James Gunn took over. Oh! Yeah, a new Hellboy movie is in the works called The Crooked Man, which allegedly will be geared towards an R rating. Rated R for radical! Oh, God. Stop. Netflix decided to cancel that Gorillaz movie that was in the works. What? Yeah, mate. Bonkers, isn't it? The Gorillaz. The band. Yes. What the hell? Netflix! That's something I'd actually watch, you jackasses! But, in anime news... Oh, my God. Gorillaz. The anime, Blue Sky Complex, is getting a live-action movie that will be in 360-degree VR. Why? I don't know. But, you know, I think it's cool, you know? 360-degree VR LGBTQ plus romance. You know, I think those who it's geared towards will appreciate it. I feel like 360 degrees would make me dizzy. I guess that's something. Alright, I guess it would be kinda cool if they did a few other anime adaptations like that. Like Dead Man Wonderland 360 VR! Dude, come on. Corpse Party? No. I would put down some hard cash on a 360-degree VR anime adaptation of Kaijo. Or, as it's known in the States, Hip Whip Girl. Is that the anime where a bunch of girls compete in a sport where people slap each other with their butts to knock their opponent into the water? I see you are a squirrel of refined taste. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm good here. People are playing Atomic Heart but don't like the main character. Do I care? Yeah, you know, some folks are saying he's kind of a jerk and, you know, rather unlikable. I just thought he was being cynical and sarcastic. But that's considered mean now. Hold up. So, people on the internet who are generally ill-tempered, mean, toxic bully types are upset because a character is obnoxious. Well, some people have said that, yes. Wasn't that the same take on the character from, Forspoken? What the hell was their name? Frey. Yeah, folks didn't really click with that character much. Look, I don't know what the Forspoken character's issue is, but bro, Frey from Forspoken is a freaking New Yorker, okay? We're all cynical and surly. And you want to know why? Because we have to swim through a sea of idiots on a daily basis to get where we need to go. And every block is a stress-induced nightmare of moronic behavior, crazy pricks, ugly schmucks, and fat bastards, all causing problems 24/7. So yeah, people from New York are going to be a bit obnoxious. Because they have to be to survive. Christ! I've met tourists that went crying back to their hotel rooms because they couldn't handle the city. The hell? I would agree. Cynicism and being obnoxious is mostly a survival skill, but does not translate well to rural areas. Apparently, neither does education, okay? Because unless we realize people's environments are completely different and we all react a different way to different things, we're all gonna be screwed, okay? And this goes back to what I was saying earlier. It's like everyone wants everyone to just be themselves, unless, of course, that self is conflicting with their interests or sensibilities. Then it's like, oh, we gotta change this character. You need to work on your personality, man. You don't need to be so obnoxious, you know? Yeah, well, you know what? You don't need to be lecturing me about how personalities in this world need to change when your rigid perspective on the matter is unwavering because your limited perception is only that of your own views and opinions. Open your freaking minds, man! You're being mean. No, I'm not. Switching out your meds with Mike and Ike's, that would be mean. No, it's not. That would be a wonderful surprise. Do they still make Mike and Ike candies? Dude, I don't know. I'm not 12. What about Good and Plenty? I don't know. Red Hots. I remember those being rather painful to ingest. They did clear the sinuses when you snorted them, though. Wow. Afrin's got nothing on that. Nobody do that, okay? Later, everyone. I don't know. Try to be yourself in a world that wants everyone to be just like them, okay? You know, even those who come off as a, you know, self-defined unique individual are fine to be rather cliched and cookie-cutter. You know, especially on the socials. Exactly! And when the hell did that happen? I swear, there's like a cloning facility just churning these meatheads out like a conveyor belt of hot dog hipsters. Hot dog hipsters? Yeah, soulless meat tubes filled with chemicals and byproducts. I do like me a good wiener, though. Then maybe Blue Sky Complex in VR may be for you. Dude, no. I think that's what he says, but it all worked out in the end.
Bro, phrasing.
Even robots know that was awkward. Wieners! 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 Don't be a wiener wiener! Oh my god. With ketchup. Put ketchup on your wiener. Oh god. Wiener! Putting ketchup on your wiener! I don't use mustard on my wiener, cause it's too spicy, and I don't want my eyes to well up in tears. Mate, I think you should stop right there. Alright. Later, everyone. Good day. Wieners! Shut up! The wieners.